Hi, Facebook. This is the first portion of the Brian Noonan Show web exclusive podcast. As we do every Sunday, we start it out on Facebook Live, and then as soon as we're bored of talking to a phone, then we go just to talk on the microphone and on the radios. We are happy to have you with us. As always, Roger has come down. He likes to come down for the first few minutes of the podcast, and because I'm too nice to tell him no, we always let Roger in. And for what his final podcast, but it's not because we're getting rid of him. The other guy's coming back. Yeah. I guess Cody is supposed to come back next week. So Joey is here, and it's been fun. Have you enjoyed your 4 weeks with us? I know you have to say yes because I just put you on the spot. But feel free to be honest, because quite frankly, there's a lot of times when I don't enjoy my own company. So
no, it's been a blast.
It would not bother me at all.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good experience in terms of just different kind of shows throughout the station. And I thank you for...
different kind of shows. Like, there are professional shows and good
and
shows
this.
And news shows. And then there's your train wreck of a broadcast. But it was good to see, you know, what I hope to avoid the rest of my career.
And no, I appreciate you letting me jump on the podcast the last 4 weeks. It's been a fun outlet to get a little more on-air experience. And so it's been good.
Yeah, I've always looked at a radio show. The best radio shows, I believe, are ensembles. There's somebody who runs the show and is the center of attention and the ringmaster, so to speak, and that's me. And then there's, a group of people around that are all working for a common goal and understand the deal. And that's, I've been lucky here to work with good people. Roger and Christopher and, Cody and Christy and Lindsay, and now you are part of that ensemble, so it's been a lot of fun.
Get a plaque on the wall?
You get nothing. You get nothing.
Come on.
And if you ask for something, you get less than nothing. And if you ask for something, you are immediately, hello, Carol, you are immediately drummed out of the core. That's right. I've got it up. I like to see if people are commenting. But this, I figured it, since I'm not doing it on the phone, you don't actually hear it, which is...
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm not only handsome, Joey, I'm smart. I don't know if you know that about me.
Debonair.
I'm still basking in that. It has been so long since someone under 90 had told me I was good looking. I shouldn't say that. My wife, if you missed the show, last night I was somewhere and I was told by a couple women that I was very handsome. I added the very... for the podcast. During the regular show, it was just handsome.
Wait a minute. When did
I
you
was
up
very,
that?
I was very, I'm very handsome. Believe me, I'm very handsome. I'm the handsomest guy at a party. That is how it is. Don't question me. I love being handsome. Mm-hmm. There's nobody handsomer.
No.
I could be the handsomest. My hands are small, but my handsomeness is great.
It's huge.
I'm hugely handsome. I have always been handsome. I was handsome before my father gave me money to be handsome. I dreamed of being handsome. My kids are handsome.
I went to the handsome school.
I graduated top of my class at Handsome Academy. I was the handsomest boy. I could be a beautiful woman. That's how handsome I am, that if I decided to change, I would be a beautiful woman. I'm hugely handsome. So anyway, back to that. I shouldn't say, my wife tells me I'm handsome. Occasionally. And every once, I think twice or three times in my life, my daughters actually told me I look good. So that was nice.
Congrats.
Yeah. You take the little things, Joey. You take it where you can get it. That's the key. You just take it where you can get it and you move on.
Hey, by the way.
What?
A good friend of the show.
Who? We have friends of the show? This is new.
I forgot.
Joey, this is news to me.
Mark this down.
Friends of the show.
All the way from London.
Wow.
Fred Weintraub.
Oh, I know Fred. Sure,
yeah. Fred.
Sure, Fred's all right.
We all know Fred.
Friend of the show. Sure.
Yeah.
Is he listening in?
Yeah, he's on the stream.
Wow, very nice. Yeah. Well, good. Hi, Fred. Welcome. And to everybody who's jumping in on Facebook Live, we enjoy that too.
I was actually across the street from where he used to live in England. I think he's moved since then.
This is fascinating.
Back when, remember when I called you from England?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, shut up.
No, I'm supposed to tell you that. You don't tell me. I'm being quiet, you can't tell me to shut up. I'm not saying anything. I'm giving you the rope and watching you loop it around your neck and then throw it over a beam and hold on to the rickety chair and pray that it doesn't fall off. But that chair only has three legs, and I'm kicking the other two out. So now we know that you were once in England in a house that a guy may or may not still live in,
right.
And you used the phone from there.
No, actually.
No.
No, I called you from a different location on a different day.
A different show at a different year at a different millennium.
Actually, he lives near where the Beatles used to record. lives in the same neighborhood.
Doesn't everybody?
St. John's Wood.
It's not that big.
Right in the middle of the sidewalk where they took the album cover.
Yeah, he lives. If you look on the on Abbey Road, there's a manhole
not
cover.
That close
he's
to
underneath.
It.
He's a mole man.
Blocks away.
He's mole
Please.
Man from The Simpsons.
My goodness.
Once again, people are looking in like we're actually broadcasting.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I enjoy that.
Hi,
all right, let me ask this: am I supposed to look at the camera when we're doing the Facebook Live thing? It makes me very
yes
uncomfortable.
And no. I think it's a couple of times, but you're
folks,
more.
Do you want
it's
me
radio
to look
for
at you?
TV.
It is radio for TV. That's why I never understood. There's shows that do radio shows, but they're on TV. I don't cotton to that.
I think the radio for TV counts as all right. We all wear polos or something respectable, but then you don't have to look at the camera.
All right. Well, then
it kind of varies.
You
balances.
Make believe it's not there.
Right.
Well, since
yeah.
I wore, well, I know that's how you do it in regular TV, but this is a whole different thing because people know we're talking to them,
mm-hmm.
right?
So we all just stare and
hi phone. I am worried. I'm worried now because that's what I stare. Whoa. And I know you can't hear this. I just got, as I did the weird stare voice, I got crazy static in my headphones.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
So I don't know what's going on. I am trying to locate my wife and daughter who are somewhere in the Middle West or the upper Midwest of this country.
Okay.
They left. So here's I don't know if you guys have this. I am really good. And you know, I don't toot my own horn as much as
Never.
I should because
Never.
I am hugely fantastic. Believe me, I know how to navigate. I am good at navigation. I can read a map. Because I spent so many years on the road, I have an innate sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you plunk me down somewhere, I can pretty much find my way out. Without a compass, I don't use a sextant. I don't look at the North Star. I just know it. I can get out. Do you know what a sextant is, John?
No.
See?
I didn't know if you were saying something dirty, so I just shut up.
Do some reading. No, a sextant is a navigational tool.
Okay.
It's mostly used by sailors.
Right. Sailors.
In the old days.
Which
gotcha.
I am not.
Before there was Google Maps.
Right. Do they use Google Maps on the ocean?
I don't know.
Where are they going to tell
turn
you to turn?
I know
at
that if
coral
you've got...
Reef.
Yes.
I know that on
the
Google
waves
Maps
are
here,
breaking
they,
left.
They do show the bodies of water.
And the bodies of
and that's
Rio's
why you
river.
Drive right into them. Because they told me to drive it straight. Straight, I drive it straight. All right, Rain Man, get your eyes off the phone and use your head. So my wife is, when I drove my daughter out to Los Angeles, we took the southern route, which I mm-hmm. know pretty much by heart. And it's mostly interstate. It's a very direct route.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you turn my mic? You don't get to turn my mic off, Gelman. This is, and that's what I call you, Gelman, when I'm upset. You don't, my mic stays on.
I'm sorry, I meant to turn off mine. It slipped.
No,
it
don't.
It slipped.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
That's passive aggressive.
See, he's getting me back for this last show.
The last show, he's going to turn my mic off and talk. Turn my mic off, and he's going to take over.
Yeah,
all right,
right,
what do you got to say? Fill it. Go. Take the hour. You want to talk? Let's talk. So she's decided she's coming back a different route. She's taking a northern route.
Yeah.
So she was, which sounds very exciting. I love my wife. She really relies on like MapQuest and printed out directions, which are not always the best.
Right.
So she entered, I guess she wanted I don't know if she put the most direct way or the quickest way. And really the way they're going, there's no direct way because they started in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They went up north to the Sequoia National Forest. Then they were going over to Yosemite. Then they were going from Yosemite to Yellowstone.
Wow.
Up then to Deadwood, to Rapid City to see Mount Rushmore and the Crazy Horse Monument, and then swinging down 94 through Minnesota into Illinois.
So the real far northern
route. Instead of going 80, which is boring.
Through Salt Lake City. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So they wanted to go see more northern stuff.
I got you.
So I talked to them yesterday. They left early, like 5 o'clock L.A. time they leave. Everything's fine. I check in with them, not remembering that when you get in certain parts of this country, there's no cell reception because you're in the middle of nowhere,
right. Literally
the middle of nothing. So I get a call. Okay, we're about an hour from Sequoia National Forest. Oh, great. Then I don't hear from them. And I call. And again, maybe there's no signal, which turns out there's no signal. Signal, so the texts don't go through either. Duh. Which is, I'm saying that to me because I'm like, well, why isn't she answering my text? Why isn't she answering my call? What the hell's going on? Where are they? I wake up this morning and there's a text from 3:35 a.m. And it's convoluted. It says, we're going back near Yosemite. And I'm like, what, huh? So now it's, I don't know, like 8 o'clock this morning. I'm texting. I don't understand your texts. Call me when you can. So I finally get a call. Turns out, she was taking this route as laid out on her whatever service she used to lay this out. And because there's really from Yosemite to Yellowstone, there's no direct routes. She's taking a lot of two-lane back road stuff. Meaning, not only are you driving through nowhere, there's no services. No food, no gas, nothing.
Oops.
In the middle of the night. So they start driving, and they're driving, and then they realize, well, there's nowhere to stop. So she had gas at one point, obviously.
It's a good start.
She's driving.
At the start.
And she said, well, the one thing was, it was very beautiful, because you're in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. so the stars were gorgeous, and there were shooting stars, and there were a lot of animals running around, and rabbits, and at one point, a coyote ran right into the car and hit its head on the driver's door because it was chasing a rabbit. And I was like, I said, did you? She goes, I only killed the rabbit.
What?
She ran over a rabbit. A coyote ran and slammed into the car because it was chasing a rabbit, but it not under the wheels, just like hit the side of the car and then bounced off. And then there were other coyotes and deer, and she said, these rabbits with straight up ears and little short bodies, and I don't know if she saw a jackalope. Right? I don't know what she saw, some sort of jackrabbit. A lot of different animals. And then she said they kept driving, and at certain points there was like open range cow grazing. And she said, we're driving along, and this giant steer is just laying in a ditch on the side of the road. And I knew it was alive because its eyes caught the reflection because there's nothing else out there. And I said, where did you... What about gas? She said they were getting really nervous because they kept looking up like where a gas station was, and the tank was getting lower and lower and lower. And my daughter was looking. She said, it's only 3 more miles. And my wife said it was the gas light was blinking and the needle was into the white. And she said they coasted into this gas station and it was closed.
Oh, no.
But they left. The pumps were still on, so they were able to get gas. So they had gas, and they had gotten a couple. They had cases of water in the car and some snacks and things, but it turns out there were no hotels. They drove through the night, so they left Yosemite, and they drove all this crazy way. Mm. And when I talked to them this morning, she was like, "Okay, we're going to drive until we get near Yellowstone, then we're going to get a room and sleep, and then Monday morning we'll get up and we'll see Yellowstone." And that's the plan. I said, all right. So I talked to them right before the show. Now they're just outside Yellowstone. They got a hotel, but there was only, they called everywhere near, like right at Yellowstone.
Right.
Nothing.
Packed. Yeah.
They got one place had a cancellation. She said, I don't know what it's like, but I took it. Or else it would have been going back 100 miles to get another hotel. Yeah. So anyway, they got a room, and then they went to the Welcome Center at Yellowstone and talked to the ranger. And I don't know if it was Ranger, what's the Yogi and Boo Boo's ranger? Ranger Ricks? No, I don't know what the ranger's name was.
Oh,
do you remember the ranger's name
from
Yogi Bear?
Yeah, oh, God.
We'll figure it out.
Why do you always, yeah, okay, never mind.
Ranger Bob something. Anyway, so the ranger, she told the ranger where she was going. And he gave her, she told him, all right, we're only here for a short time. Have you been to Yellowstone?
I have not.
I have not either.
I really want to.
I'm very jealous. And my wife keeps not taunting me, but she says, we got to come back. Because they're not spending a lot of time at any one place.
Gotcha.
But she said Sequoia National Forest was beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you been?
No, the family has, though.
Just seeing one picture, it's like great. And she said Yosemite was nice. So now the ranger said, all right, here's some things you can do. If you want to see animals, go to this area, this area, this area. If you go to this area first, you'll probably see more. Then go to this one. When you go to see Old Faithful, it might not be going off when you get there. It goes off every hour. But while you're waiting, go see these three things right behind it.
Perfect.
And then do this. And So then she said, well, then we're heading to Mount Rushmore. And he goes, all right, here's the deal. The directions you have are the directions a lot of people get, and people are complaining that they're getting sick because whatever route they send you, it's a lot of hairpin turns. Ooh. Where you can't go more than 10 miles an hour. He said, so... Would you get sick here in the description?
Yeah, I was getting sick.
I'm getting
you
vertigo.
You started waving your hand. I was getting nauseous from the hook.
Yeah, it'd make you crazy. All right, go do the news. Yes, the rest of the podcast. That'll be fantastic on WGNRadio.com. So anyway, he gave them an alternate route, which he says will save them an hour and a half. And once they make this last trek up a county highway, then they'll hit the interstate, and then it's all interstate the rest of the way.
Gotcha.
But have you been on any cross-country road trips? Have you ever done that?
Not really. I need to. I've been seeing all the different national park promos, and we talked about it on a couple of shows here, and I really want to do it. I forget that those things actually exist in America. I was thinking, oh, you got to go to Europe and all across the world to see these great things. It's like, no, wait a minute. It's in your backyard. You can just go.
Well, any kind of road trip, even if it's not to national parks, is fine. You've never done a big road trip?
No, we're boring. Oh, we do like the Wisconsins. Like, it's not...
Your friends?
I haven't
jumped
gone that
in a
far.
Car. And,
I'm boring.
Wow. Road trips are the greatest. They are... I just took that one. But then in college, we took a bunch. I took one to... Texas.
My buddies have done it. They've gone all the way across to New York. I got a bike from Kansas to here and stop everywhere else in between. They're good at it. I have not been.
Do you not want to go, or you just haven't had an opportunity?
I haven't had an opportunity.
Does sitting in a car for that long freak you out?
I don't know if it freaks me out. I don't know if I'd enjoy it, but I'd enjoy the journey or whatever it is and be with the friends or family, but I don't know, the car ride for that long, I feel like I'd go crazy, but...
See, all right, we're going to talk a little bit more about road trips and some other things, but how long have we been on Facebook Live?
19 minutes.
All right, that's more than enough. Yes, if people want to hear the rest, and I know you do. I know you want to hear the rest. You go to WGNRadio.com. Joey will upload this midweek.
Wednesday.
Because
WGNRadio.com, look for it Wednesday afternoon.
Because we post the regular show podcast tonight, and then we'll do the rest of the podcast on Wednesday. So Facebook Live, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you're now, you know, once this goes away, then it'll be just us on WGNRadio.com. All right, we're not live anymore. That's that. Oh, people are telling me, look at the camera and smile. No way. Look at the camera and smile. I got nothing to smile about.
Awesome! I came to pay.
That's right.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
And we welcome you back to the Brian Nooner Show podcast, web exclusive on WGNRadio.com. If you are listening to this, hopefully you saw the first part of the podcast on Facebook Live. We do that every Sunday night immediately following the radio show, and then we bring the rest of the podcast right here on WGNRadio.com. Joy Gelman with me again this week.
Woo-hoo!
Now, listen, you're always welcome to drop by, even
when
Cody's here. So if you want to come by and, you know, if you're in the building at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, jump in, say hello.
Deal.
And now I say that because I know it will drive Cody crazy. And I will create some sort of friction and then become a puppet master.
Yes.
I'm huge.
You'll have all the power.
All the power. Only I alone can fix the podcast, Joey. I am the great podcast fixer. I know everything about the podcast. That is it. What is the etiquette? Now, we asked this during the Facebook Live thing. We can talk about it a little more. People are telling me I should smile more at the camera.
All right.
I feel cheesy just looking at the camera and smiling. I figure if the camera is here, that's great. It should just be eavesdropping on us.
Yeah.
I don't want to really address the camera except to say hello and goodbye. And I'm doing it now even though the camera's not on. See, I'm like Judge Ito. I don't want to play to the camera, but I find myself playing away from the camera, so I'm looking more over at Roger and this side of the room rather than even turning toward you because I know the camera's there.
Well, then maybe we switch the direction of the camera, move it to a different spot, so then maybe you're more prone to...
Nah.
All right.
I think it's a good spot. I think you did... We finally figured out where to put it.
So. Yeah.
Are we on the first part of the podcast, on the Facebook Live part, we were talking about road trips because my wife and daughter... Now, by the time Joey posts this on Wednesday... They should be getting home.
Yes.
I hope. Their whole agenda got screwed up because my daughter was supposed to... Originally, they had told her internship would go to Friday, which was great. And then, but during the summer, during the rest of the summer, she hadn't worked on Fridays. So gotcha. My wife thought.
A judge has ordered South Peoria man held on $100,000 bond for allegedly breaking into a woman's house, videotaping her while she.
There we go.
Hello, Roger again.
Roger making another appearance on the podcast. And I would say we'd fix that in post, but why? Why bother? Roger gets another, you know, he likes to tell people when he jumps in, so this will be a surprise. So during the summer, she hadn't worked on Friday, so my wife erroneously thought that, oh, that means she won't have to finish the week, and then we can leave on Friday morning, and we'll have an extra day to travel. Well, then, because the show, Conan was on hiatus, but they needed a couple people to work the whole week, so my daughter ended up working until Friday.
Okay. I didn't know she was working at Conan.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm really proud of her. And
that's amazing.
I haven't said too much about it because I don't want people to think I'm bragging. But, yeah, she got it. She got the internship. And I will say this. People, it's come out recently. Like, relatives are now telling me, boy, we used to think you were kind of hard on her and kind of strict. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't want to. Fine. You think I was hard on her or strict? Okay. Well, the kid did. She's done pretty well for herself. And I'm going to take a little bit of credit for at least giving her the background and the moral compass to work hard. So she works very hard. And I knew when she was going out there, she would work hard because it's something that she wanted. And she worked hard to get. And even though a friend of mine had vouched for her, she still had to do the job.
Right, on her merit, absolutely.
And she had to do it for herself, and she had to do it for the guy who vouched for her. So you got some extra pressure there. Well, she was given, as the internship went on, she learned a valuable lesson. Because, and I'm sure you know this, and other anytime you're in a work environment, sometimes it seems people get noticed and get things even though they don't really do the work. And that was happening a little bit at the beginning. There were some interns who knew people, and they seemed, from at first blush, that maybe they were getting picked to do some things extra.
Gotcha.
But they weren't really doing the nuts and bolts, down and dirty intern stuff, which she was told by a friend of mine's nephew who was an intern there. When you get there, volunteer for all the crappy jobs, because if you volunteer for the crappy jobs, down the line, they're going to give you the good jobs.
Right.
And so she listened to him, and the very first day, hey, we need somebody to stay late. I'll stay. So every day she'd come in early. Every day she was one of the last to leave. She did whatever they told. And I kept telling her, it's going to pay off. That's what they remember. They don't remember all this other stuff. They remember the people who work, who they can count on. Just like here, you know, where you interned at another station, right? When you first started. The people who work hard, that's who gets remembered and gets noticed. It's not somebody who might know somebody and maybe they get a couple things thrown their way just kind of out of obligation.
Yeah.
The people who get ahead work.
No, because I always have this, not argument, but just a discussion with my parents about the certain things of, you know, like you're saying, where let's say someone vouches for you to help you with an internship. And, you know, I'm kind of sometimes a little taken back on that because I don't want, you know, someone else to have to vouch for me or, oh, this is our parents' friend or someone else that's helping you get this. But then when push comes to shove at the end, and I realize, of course, always after, it becomes on you and the merit on you to prove yourself from the ground up. You can get that foot in the door of maybe that first phone call or the first resume read, but then it's on you.
It's on you.
And she's clearly seems to
my daughter
do that.
No, she had the same. She had that same thing because she had looked for the internships on her own, and she applied at Conan and she applied with NBC.
Gotcha.
And I know I have a very good friend of mine who's a big wig at NBC.
Okay.
And a friend of mine who worked at Conan, and she said, "Can you ask them if there's anybody, you know, who to direct this stuff to?" So I talked to both of them. I said, "Listen, I'm not asking you to get her a job. I'm just, is there somebody she can send this to so at least it gets read?"
Right.
And they were like, "Don't be stupid. Of course we'll, you know, we'll." And so she was like, "You, did I really get it on my?" I said, "Yeah, because they opened the door. You still had to do all the interviews.
Yeah.
You still had to submit your writing samples. It was, you know, they're not going to bring somebody in. And maybe in some cases they are. But you still have to perform.
Right. I think I'm coming around to realize that.
Especially in any business, it's true. In any sort of entertainment business, you have to know somebody.
Yeah.
You've got to have somebody to... That's how all these writers keep getting other jobs. That's how anybody on a production staff gets another job. Because you work with people, they know you're a hard worker, and then they say, hey, Joey's a good guy. I know you're looking for people on this show.
And then you jump over, yeah.
Right. So she put her nose to the grindstone. She worked hard, and she's a girl. And I don't mean that derogatory. But sometimes a lot of drama gets, and I know guys can be drama as well. But you get involved, like, she becomes friends with people very fast. And there was a point where, you know, a lot of some of them were bitching about things. And so she said, oh, and so I go, listen, you don't know these people. You got to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
I can understand. Maybe you're frustrated about something. Call me, bitch to me. Call your friends at school, bitch to them. I said, don't complain to people there that you don't know, because they're all trying to get the same job you are. So
right.
Keep your mouth shut. And she did. And long story abbreviated, not shorter. In the time of the internship, the guy who's in charge of the interns recommended her to someone. She got a paying gig working the ESPYs. She got paying gig working the Kids' Choice Sports Award. She was brought in. He had her because Conan's whole staff went to Comic-Con.
Gotcha.
Well, they don't take the interns. But the guy in charge had her coordinate getting all the staff on the buses. So she had to deal
Great.
With making sure everybody's there. And every time something like that happened, I said to her, listen, this proves what I said.
Right.
He's giving you responsibility because he knows you can handle it. And so she kept getting all, you know, different things. And how it works there is all the interns are in the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone rings and whoever answers it, it's like, oh, Joey, all right, we need somebody over on the stage. Just go. Well, there were a few times where the phone would be answered and he would say, is Molly there?
Oh, wow.
So she filled in on an assistant's desk one day. And she was a stand-in for Andy a couple times. And she did, you know. So she got to do
That's
a
great.
Lot of things because she worked hard. And they had extra, he said he'd hired too many interns. So
okay.
He was letting some people go a little early. And she had said to him, well, you know, I'm here. If you need me to stay till my original end date, I'll be happy to stay. He said, oh, yeah, you're staying till.
Oh, good.
You're staying till your original end date. And then when she was leaving, they had a talk. You know, the door is open. She did a great job. So, you know, they asked her. Unfortunately, she's going to be in Spain. They asked her to work on the roadshow. They're going back to New York for a week.
Oh, wow.
So they had asked her to work on that, but she's going to be in Spain. So she did a good job.
Yeah.
It was exciting. And like I said, I am proud of her.
Yeah.
She's my
kid. Should be.
She did it, and it was very cool. And it was, you know, an internship that I had never thought of, and she loved being out in L.A., and, you know, now they're on their way
back.
Yeah,
no, we went to L.A. and saw Craig Ferguson live when he was still doing
the
late. Oh,
it was
my favorite.
That show was so funny.
And all the interns are kind of like your greeters on top of mm-hmm. whatever they do before and after the show, and it just looked like so much fun to work there and be in that environment 24/7, and it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, and she met Conan a couple times and made him laugh.
Good.
So she was that was
hopefully he'll laugh about his hair.
It was I forget what. Oh, it was a story about when the first time she met him, she was delivering water to his room and to his dressing or his office, and he was in there and he asked where she was from, and said Chicago. Oh, we loved Chicago. We did shows at the Chicago Theater and blah blah blah. And he was like, that's probably more information than you needed to know, right? And she said, no, that's exactly the amount of information I needed to know. And he laughed too. So she called. I made Conan laugh. I was like, all right. And then there was another exchange at another point because he, you know, he's busy. He's off doing stuff. You don't see them too much. But so it was exciting. And it was, you know, I worried about it before she left. Not as much as I'm worrying about Spain.
Okay.
Because she's starting to freak out about terrorism and stuff. And
Understood,
how do you, you know, because I'm nervous about it too, but I'm not going to say you don't go.
Right.
So I don't know what to do about that. I just keep my concerns to myself and just tell her to be careful because you never know.
No, it's difficult. I've talked to friends about it because, you know, I went abroad there, you know, last spring and a couple of buddies went other places as well.
Yeah.
And what I've now being back, what everyone's kind of telling me is just a matter of you can't let it control you. It's so, you know, the scary part is it's random,
mm-hmm.
but you can't let it hinder whatever you're going to do. You just can't. I mean, the same thing craziness can happen here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just been a little heightened in that part of the world.
Right. Yeah. And
that's all.
Did you, when you were there, did it cross your mind at all ever?
No.
You were just living your life, right?
Right. And we were there, and I had one of my best friends was in Paris.
Okay.
And so let's say we were there maybe a month after Charlie Hebdo's situation. And there, yes, security was heightened in certain areas, but you never felt it was never a preoccupation on the mind of, oh, I have to be super careful. I mean, you're cognizant of what's around you, but you can't let it control you. You're going to go to, you know, the Palace in Madrid. You're going to go to the Louvre in France. You're going to go to all these different places that you just got to enjoy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I know. That's been a topic of conversation on the road trip.
I completely understood. Absolutely. But
yeah, it's, you know, I think what it is I can't get to Madrid in a short amount of time. You know, it's like you're the whole study abroad thing is baffling to me. Because I like to know when she goes back to school, she's got her supplies, she's got everything she needs.
Right.
Well, now she's going over to this place they rented on Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
It looks okay, I guess. I don't know. So they'll get there. There's nothing really set. I think she has her classes.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't understand any of this.
Now, my parents thought I was going to a third world country when I was going to Spain because they just said, all right, you got to pack this, and this because obviously there's nothing in Spain. What could they possibly have? And it's like, no, it's okay. They have real stores and people and supplies. It's just it seems so foreign and far away that
it
worries you. And I get that. And especially, you know, I was in a homestay situation. That was the whole program
you
had to stay with the host family.
Yeah.
So in that respect, a majority of that's taken care of for you versus other friends of mine who had the apartment scenario like Molly does.
Right, and there was a family share option, but they kind of talked the students out of that.
Which is
they
interesting,
were like,
yeah.
If you're going, you may get with an older couple and they're going to bed at 8. And then so they offer it, but then they completely try to dissuade you
from using it. Yeah, I've heard that for other programs too. If there's the option, students go the other way.
Yeah.
But for mine, it was the only option.
Okay.
And that almost causes kind of a draw to that if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So for a program that's steadfast on that, it worked. If there's the option, I see people choosing the other way because you don't want to sit with an old lady.
Right.
And then she goes to bed and then you can't leave
the
house.
Yeah, you're sitting in
the
suburbs of Madrid doing nothing. So I mean.
And it's something to ask Cody too about his safety.
Yes.
He's been there for a month too.
Yeah, he's been gone a long time.
Yeah.
I think this week he was in Indianapolis.
True.
I don't know how safe it is in Indianapolis. I love Indianapolis. I wouldn't want to live there, but I've always enjoyed going down to visit. They've done a great job with their downtown. Have you been there?
I've only been once.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Very workable city because it's tiny.
Yes. Speaking of tiny, there's a very weird ordinance because I was part of AEPI. It's a fraternity at U of I, and the headquarters is there.
The AEPI
headquarters is in Indianapolis.
AEPI or ADPI?
EPI.
EPI.
DPI Alpha is
Epsilon.
The women.
Alpha Epsilon.
Yes, very good.
I took Greek in high school. I did for a year.
Oh,
Greek
there you
Latin.
Go. So in that respect, you're thinking, all right, it's this national, international organization. So this place has got to be massive,
Huge. The biggest fraternity headquarters in the world.
But Indianapolis, where they're located, had this weird ordinance from 100 years ago that they can't build out or up, but they have the land property tax free. So they've been there for forever, but it's this tiny little shack of a building that has this weird dimension regulation that they can't go too far out or too tall.
Oh, that's weird.
And so they're just there. But you're expecting
this
massive thing, and it's the size of a closet running a whole organization. It was odd.
That is very weird. And they can't, they won't change the ordinance?
No, there's some little leeway where you can like go up a little bit or go out, but whatever the land they have, that was the deal.
Well, listen.
So
they probably got it, and did they get it cheap?
Yeah, probably, I'm guessing.
That's right, yeah. Sure. And at the beginning, they go, yeah, that's fine. We don't need to build up, Rod. How big are we going to get?
Oops.
Yeah. Fast forward.
There were three.
Oh,
now
no.
There's 40. Yeah.
I don't know what happens. See, I worry about her safety everywhere because I'm her father and that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm sure she's going to be fine.
Yes.
You know,
She's going to love it. I'm jealous.
She speaks Spanish,
well, good.
So she'll be fine. As you said, because I found myself the other day going, well, should we get her some pens or something to see? But I was like, wait, stupid. One, she's got a computer. And we've got, you know, she has the adapter
right.
from last time she went to France.
Perfect.
Or yeah, she went to France and Spain. So she got that. And anything else, she could, you know, she's got to go to the store to get groceries.
Right.
Yeah, they have grocery stores, right?
They do. And everything's way
there?
Cheaper.
Is it? See.
They do it right with food. Everything's half the price it is here.
Is that? Oh, see? That's well, it's perfect for college students.
Right.
Or anybody, but, you know, limited income.
Yeah, and that's the one country you want to go to if it's... If you're thinking cheaper eats or
oh,
saving economically.
Well, yeah, you've been touting the cheap free tapas. That's your claim
dangerous.
To fame.
My claim to fame.
That's your thing. You're the free tapas guy. Joey Free Tapas. Hi, I'm Joey Free Tapas. That would be your mafia name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey Free Tapas.
I like that. Or my new Twitter handle.
Could be. Yeah, Free Tapas. That'd be nice. People go, oh, why? Is tapas captured? No.
Yeah.
Giving it away for free. You're not freeing it. It's free to you.
Yes. Mm,
very confusing. So, yeah, that's been weighing on my mind. Because she's only home. She comes home Wednesday. She leaves a week from Sunday.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks from tonight, she's gone again.
Wow.
So we get her for 8 days, 9 days. And out of that, I'm guessing I'll see her twice.
That sounds
because
about
the
right.
minute she gets, I would imagine her best friend will be waiting at the house no matter what
that's
time.
That's how that works.
Yeah, when she gets home. And then they'll run around. And, you know, there's a part of me who wants to go, no, you're only here for 9 days. You got to see me. But then I know after like 2 days, I'd be, Jesus, go to your friends.
Yeah.
Go to I just go. Get I no, please. So it'll be fine. And then she'll get on the plane and go and have an adventure.
Yeah.
I got to have an adventure, Joey. I don't know. I need an adventure. Not just going
Do
to
it.
A party where people tell me I'm handsome.
And buy pink bunnies.
Yeah, that would have been a horrible impulse buy. It would really. That would
I thought you said you did buy it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Good Lord, for $12.50 or $13.50?
I thought you said you did
no,
buy
no,
it.
No. I was
okay.
joking that I should have bought it. If I spent, oh, my God,
Because you
no.
figured it would be a nice gift because, you know, your wife ran over the bunny, that you get a bunny picture
right.
to kind of take
See, I didn't know she had killed the bunny until after, or she calls them squishables, which I find reprehensible, and yet she loves animals. She would never go out of her way to kill an animal. But All I pictured while she was telling me this story was, and I'm like the scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Did you ever see that movie where it's pitch black and Pee-wee's out in the middle of nowhere and he's scared, and then all of a sudden all the eyeballs pop open? That's what I pictured her story. Her driving along, they're in the Kia Soul, zipping down some back road, and in the middle of nowhere, because she said, middle of nowhere, you still have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Well. So she had to, you know, they both had, and I guess so she was getting out to go to the bathroom, and my daughter is freaking out. We've already seen all these coyotes and all these animals. What if something attacks you? Because there were signs like bear,
right.
and, you know, mountain lions. It's the wilderness.
Right.
So she was like, I don't care. I have to go to the bathroom. There's nothing I can do. But what if they come and attack you? I guess at one point my daughter finally had to break down and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it was like she didn't want to go out. And I don't blame her if it was... If it was like they were driving, maybe they drove through a wild animal park by mistake.
Yeah.
Maybe they
or
weren't actually
zoo.
On a road. Yeah, or on the petting zoo or somebody's farm. And they're like, oh, man, this road is bumpy. You're not on a road. Because who knows what was going on over there. But that's so by the time this is posted, they should be home. And then
Good.
We'll have more stories next week. But and Cody will be back, and we'll hear him regale us with tales. And, again, you are always welcome,
well,
Joey, to
you.
Come back
it.
And regale us with tales. What's coming up on what'd you post? We'll give Dave Plyer a plug since you are Dave Plyer's producer. I know Dave wasn't in last night, but what was what'd you post for their podcast?
We had Adam Rank from NFL Network, NFL.com, call in. He, you know, when we're at 2 a.m., he's West Coast, so it's
right.
midnight, which is tolerable for people. So he called in. It was the NFL Hall of Fame induction yesterday. So we talked that with him, and then kind of just jumped around, did a bunch on Rio Olympics and the craziness that's going on, whether it's the actual sport or the controversy with the tape delay. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes.
With the NBC marketing guy's nice responses to cater to the female fan, so that was always good.
That's always good. Pander to the ladies.
Yeah.
Talk down to them. They like that. Listen, I've learned one thing in all my years. Ladies like to be condescended to.
Yes.
They love that. They cannot get enough.
Yes,
and if
no,
you call him little lady when you're done with the sentence, that's good. Pat him on the behind a little bit. Love it.
Love it.
That's how you get ahead in this world. Condescend to the ladies.
So it was that, a bunch of that, road trip stories, a couple of sports thoughts here and there, and crazy stories. And we talked about before the dumpster pools in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I had seen that story. I thought that was hilarious. That people the city had to tell people that they will not rent out dumpsters for block parties anymore. Who knew that was a thing? That they lined the dumpsters with plastic.
How do you get out of there? It's hard to climb out of a dumpster.
That's
that
it.
Is. That's, I was thinking like a bully movie, and they throw you in the dumpster. You can't get out. What if it's filled with a pool?
Yeah, you can't get out, and then you're swimming basically in real water because there's stuff.
We said look out for the couches or the.
Yeah, the homeless guy, the rats, the needles.
Did you see the kayaker yesterday ran into a couch in Rio?
No.
There was a hashtag trending on Twitter. It was called Kayak Sofa. And there was a kayaker that ran into something and had to, I believe, disqualify. And they're trying to figure out what it was. And it was like a Titanic situation where you don't see the iceberg and it hits you. It was a sofa in the river that the kayaker ran into.
These Olympics are going to be
a car
wreck. You can't
script it.
Going to be a car wreck. We can recap those next week as well. How long have we been going? I like to check the
43
time.
43 minutes.
Right, we're just about out of time because we try to keep it keep it reasonable. But anything else you need to cover?
I don't think so.
Oh, I will say this. I will tell people once again to go and check out because you'll want to go. Maybe you want to go see me in Tony and Tina's wedding. So tickets are selling quickly. A couple shows are sold out. Show opens September 22nd. If you go to TonyLovesTina.com, you can buy your tickets. And please, if you're buying tickets, buy them for the first couple weeks and use the code Noonan10 because you'll save $10 a ticket. So Noonan10 is your promotional code. Go to TonyLovesTina.com and get your tickets. It's going to be a good show, I think. I'm very excited about it. And this time, unlike the original performance of Tony and Tina, where everything was in one venue at Piper's Alley, this time, during the remount, the wedding is actually happening in a church.
That's amazing, yeah.
So the wedding is happening in a church on Seminary, like Seminary in Belmont, basically, okay. Block north of Belmont. And then the wedding part happens there and all the craziness that goes on there. And then you come over to Vinnie Black's Coliseum, the catering hall, and I am Vinnie Black. So you'll come to my catering hall and then you have your dinner and your champagne and your cake and the wedding reception happens there. So it's really like going to a wedding when you've got
that's
two
amazing
different venues. It should be a lot of fun. So we start rehearsals next month. And go from there. They're already adding shows, so
that's
a good
great
sign. It could be. Joey, this could run for years. Years and years and years. I could, I'd have to give everything up for the theater.
That's all right. That's a good way to go.
I'm not giving anything up for the theater. Oh, well, I love the theater. I'm very excited for it. I wouldn't give this up. That's actually why I'm missing two shows.
Okay.
So don't
two
go.
Two shows of that or these two shows?
Two shows of that.
Okay.
October 9th and October 23rd, I will not be in Tony and Tina's wedding. I will be here because this is my first priority.
Gotcha.
But then, thankfully, normally when the Blackhawks knock us off on Sunday nights for games, I sit in the dark and I curse because I don't have a show. But it worked out because the Blackhawks happened to – we don't have Tony and Tina's every Sunday. But the Sundays that we do through the end of the year all happen to fall on days when the Blackhawks playing during this show. So, yeah, it worked out very nice. We'll still do a podcast those weeks, obviously. But, so everything seems to be falling
That's
in
good.
Line. I don't know. We'll find out.
And have you figured out your glasses conundrum yet?
No. I did realize that tonight I forgot that these are the distance.
Yeah, I was going to say,
mid-range.
You're missing the
I missed the reading glasses, so I had a hard time prepping the show because I was holding my papers out very far. No, as soon as my wife comes back, she'll be back this week, so I should be going in the next week to get my multifocal lenses. That'll be a treat when you see me tripping and falling. You'll have to come back for that as you watch me try to navigate how I read. I did see that you posted the picture of me with the two glasses. That was the most horrific picture.
And you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. I looked like, I looked like I was having some sort of a beautiful mind sort of experience. It was horrifying. So that is that. Well, thank you. I thank you again on the record for coming in these last 4 weeks. It's been a lot of fun having you. You did a great job. I'll make sure I put a good word in for you, even though I know you don't like people putting a good word in for you. So you know what? I'm going to tell the bosses never to put you on the show.
That's
again.
Fair.
That'll help your career more.
Yeah.
Because once people are associated with this program, it kind of stalls our progress.
Cody's been here for 8 years. So.
I know.
You stunted all of his growth.
Well,
except in height.
I think stunted it himself.
Okay.
And I'll tell. I say that to him all the time, so I'm not talking out of school. I think he chose to stunt his own growth.
That's all
you.
Right.
You're a go-getter.
Woohoo!
I see that. You got some gumption. So anyway, well, thank you for being here.
I appreciate the time. It's been a blast.
And to you guys, thank you for listening. And keep up with us on Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. Listen to the regular show on Sunday. Make sure you enjoy this podcast and the Facebook, all this stuff. And then go get your tickets and come see Tony and Tina's wedding. There you go. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.